This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Stay tuned for the next 4 minutes of practical insight and encouragement from the Bible for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. This theme marks the book of Ecclesiastes. There is a melancholy strain that runs throughout, so different from the buoyant joy of Psalms. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a look at the book of Ecclesiastes. David was forever shouting, "Rejoice, sing, praise God, shout for joy." Solomon, sitting in peaceful security with riches, honor, splendor, undreamed of power, and living in the lap of almost fabled luxury, was the one man in all the world who men would call happy. But was he? This book, with its unceasing refrain of all is vanity, which is the product of Solomon's old age, leaves us with the distinct impression that he was an unhappy man. The word vanity occurs 37 times. The key thought of the book may be eternity. God has set eternity in the hearts of men. In the inmost depths of his being, there is a longing for things eternal, a nostalgia for God. In its most sublime moments, the soul of man dreams of a long-lost garden where God is known in loving fellowship. Nothing temporal or earthly can satisfy his longings. There is something missing in his life and all that surrounds him. Only in Jesus Christ, who brought life and immortality to life through the gospel, can man be complete. Solomon saw earthly life at its best. He seemed to have made it his business in life to see how good a time he could have. Now he looks at life and concludes that the way he lived, his life, was all vanity and vexation of spirit. There is nothing to it. God gave Solomon wisdom and great opportunity to observe and explore every avenue of earthly life. After much research and experiment, he concluded that, on the whole, humanity found very little solid happiness in life. He found in his own heart an unutterable yearning for something beyond himself. Thus, this book is sort of an expression of humanity's cry for a Savior. When Jesus came, the cry was answered. Jesus never once used the word vanity, but spoke of joy, peace, and the full, glorious, abundant, eternal life. The writer says that he drank from the various springs of pleasure, wealth, knowledge, and so on. When he says that they left him dissatisfied, you and I can easily see how that could be true. The spirit within us cannot be satisfied by bread alone. Water in itself is good and meets a vital need, but it does not meet the requirements of hunger. We can quench our thirst and drink to the full and still die of starvation. Why? Because the whole physical man and his needs are not ministered to. The demands of the physical life may be gratified, but those of the intellectual life and the spiritual side of man die of starvation. From that standpoint, the soul will call out, "Vanity of vanities, all is vanity." He says that however one may distort the truth of things, deny the eternal realities of God, and set his heart to indulge in sinful pleasures, it does not alter the fact that God is watching in judgment and awaiting us for the deeds of this life. Ecclesiastes 12:13-14 says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil."
We invite you to study through the Bible with us this year on Daily Discipleship. To receive your free subscription to the Navigators Daily Walk Devotional Guide magazine, just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. Each issue contains a daily Bible reading guide, plus timely insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and request your free copy of Daily Walk. Join us on Daily Discipleship.